Brilliance Audio.
Five Winters by Kitty Johnson. Performed by Bronwyn Price. In memory of my lovely mum, who was my number one fan. Winter 1. 1. It is a truth universally acknowledged that if you have a crush on your best friend's brother when you're 11, flat-chested and too shy to say boo to a goose, he is always going to see you that way. I'd been in love with Mark for as long as I could remember, but now, here I was, at his wedding reception in a posh hotel in East London, and Mark was officially off the market. Mark, with his jumpers that always go bobbly because he keeps them far too long. His fun facts about maths. Beth, did you know, if there are 23 people in a room, there's a 50-50 chance two of them will have the same birthday? Mark, with every bit of his lovely dad's kindness, but absolutely none of his practical DIY skills. Hooked up. Hitched. Espoused. Married. She looks cold, Rosie said of her new sister-in-law. A shoulderless, backless dress in December will do that to you. I was acting my poor, pathetic butt off in an attempt to convince the world, Mark, and my best friend on earth, that I was okay. Trying not to glug my champagne too fast, while I watched Grace fitting into Mark's side like a jigsaw piece. Actually, she didn't look cold at all, despite the wedding dressmaker skimping on fabric. She looked glowing. That's what they say about brides, isn't it? That they glow, as if the happiness of getting what you want plugs you into some kind of blissful circuit board. I wasn't talking about her dress, Rosie said, helping herself to another glass of champagne from a passing waiter's tray. My ears pricked up. This was the first hint Rosie had given that she wasn't especially keen on Grace. But then again, Rosie had been travelling a lot with her new job, so I supposed she hadn't really had the chance to get to know Grace that well, what with the romance being such a whirlwind thing. I wondered why Rosie had reservations about her brother's new bride. I mean, I knew why I didn't like her. She just snatched the only man I'd ever really loved right out of my dreams. But if Rosie didn't like her either, maybe there was something else wrong with her, apart from this one glaring fault. What do you mean? Rosie shrugged, already almost halfway through her new glass of champagne. There was no point trying to keep up. Rosie always had been able to drink me under the table. Oh, I don't know. Just a feeling. When she smiles at you, her smile doesn't seem to quite meet her eyes. But then, maybe she's shy or overwhelmed by us or something. Who knows? I stood next to Rosie, watching the happy couple. Grace's arms were wrapped around Mark's neck now, and she certainly didn't look very shy as he bent to kiss her. I'd seen Mark with numerous girlfriends over the years, long-term relationships that had lasted until the girl in question realized he was never going to settle down with her. But I'd never seen him as smitten as this. You do think she loves Mark, though, don't you? I asked, because despite the fact that Mark getting hitched was breaking my heart, I didn't want him to be unhappy. Couldn't bear the thought that Grace might not feel the same way he obviously did. Oh, yes. Look, don't listen to me. I'm sure she's fine. Mark's not a total idiot. Like I say, I probably just need to get to know her better. She's obviously very fond of her grandmother anyway. Someone who loves their gran must be all right, mustn't they? Yes, I said, remembering seeing Grace hugging an ancient-looking lady earlier in the proceedings. Richard and Sylvia, Rosie and Mark's parents, were heading in our...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?